What's up? It's your girl, Kumi Jones.
And Boston Bossy. And it's Mary Jane.
And Munchies.
And we're talking about High Creations Food Edition. Recipes or foods or things you put together when you're high.
Girl, like, one time when I was high, I was, like, just doing some weird shit. And I think it was Thanksgiving. And out of nowhere, my auntie, or AKA auntie, Auntie S, soon to be introduced, she brings over 5 flipping lobsters. Now, you know, it's already Thanksgiving. You got to kind of manage your pain in your system. So you're smoking every so often. Things is cooking in the oven, on the boiling, simmering, whatever. You can walk away for a second or, you know, do what you got to do. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do with 5 lobsters at, it was like 9:30, 10. You know, and you know, you kind of getting sleepy because you're starting to turn stuff off. You know, you're going to just get back to it later or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God. And I had to quickly think. I was like, lobster stuffed. No, not lobster stuffed. Lobster roll. No, not lobster. Lobster macaroni and cheese, overdone.
Right, so overdone.
And then I said,
and not a very bad use of lobster meat.
Right, because that's just,
it's smothered in cheese, and you don't taste the delicate, meaty fish, almost like clean flavor of lobster, right, when it's not left, you know, pretty untouched.
Exactly, because it has such a, if you get quality lobster, flavor, it has like that silky, buttery, almost like, right, it cloaks your tongue rather than like grasps, you know? Sorry, I'm just drinking some water. All right, so I make this lobster, a.k.a. was it? Did I put multiples? It was just lobster dressing, right? It wasn't.
It was meat.
But it was, oh, with sausage. Mm-hmm. I had a Polish sausage in there, beef, because I don't, mm-hmm, do swine. And I also had maybe a little bit of shrimp in there, you know, just because I just wanted to thicken it up or something. But if I didn't, it was a lot of, okay, so it was just a lot of lobster. It was very meaty. You wasn't
it
like,
it was going to just be sausage dressing.
Right.
And then lobster was like, hey, y'all, what you doing?
It definitely
being
was
being regular.
There. It was
being basic.
So I put 3 of those lobsters or 2 or 3 of those lobsters in there.
3 of them.
Inside. It was meaty. It wasn't like, you know, girl, you just thought, it was an afterthought. It was like, literally, I have this cornbread. It's dead and dried out in the back. Let me go ahead and use this. I have stock because I'm already having to use it in multiple dishes. Why not just throw it in here right quick? You know, you got that last part of stock with all the seasonings and you get that enhancement anyway. So I said, okay, boom, boom, boom. Brought it to Boston Bossy's house, and then the rest is history because they smacked
facts
it down.
Facts on facts. It was delicious. I would say one of my high creations is a couple of different things. It would be the warmed honey bun. Warmed honey bun are very much go-to for me. With a little bit of sea salt. Mm. Yeah, well, I like salty and sweet. That's definitely a go-to. And then I'm trying to think, like, one that I've created myself. I would say a pasta dish where I did roasted tomatoes. And because I just had them in the fridge, garlic, tomatoes, and I think I butter, oil, and then I added a Red Hot Chili Flakes because I was high and I just had like watched a YouTube video about Mikey Chen. Shout out to Mikey Chen. I love him. One day we'll hopefully collab with him. Whoop, whoop. And it was on Strictly Dumpling, Mikey Chen's channel, one of them. And he was just, you know, going on one of his regular adventures. He's a travel / food / flight travel review YouTuber. And I was just watching him eat these spicy noodles with this Chinese hot oil. And I was just so engrossed in it. I was like, oh my goodness, I want it so bad. And I just couldn't replicate it because I was high and I didn't think to just like read the recipe for it. So I just mashed up my own, and then I wanted some meat in there. So I just cut up some pork, some salted pork I keep in the fridge.
Mm-hmm. It enhanced it with the umami. I don't eat swine, but I know what pork does to food. And sometimes you have to be able to know what pork does to food in order to be able to incorporate different flavors. Because honestly, that's why people put pork in food. It's a sad thing, but it's the truth. And honestly, look here. I'm not trying to get all tangenty. Pork, fat.
She's always fat tangenty.
Fat in general enhances your high. You guys need to start getting that in check. Because with both of our dishes, you saw the little savory parts. You either need to do fat or savory. You'll thank us later. So, making cannabis edibles is something that we all are interested in doing, and we can't necessarily get all the stuff to do it sophisticated wise. So
we wanted to come up with, from a little bit of research and a little bit of hodgepodge of our own trials and errors, a approachable, affordable way for the recreational, once in a while smoker to the heavy, I've smoked everything and anything and I keep a jar full at all times smoker, that they would know how to do it, especially around quarantine times, the times when we get out and we start celebrating, everybody brings something to the table. This is a quick way that you can turn maybe some okay weed, couple of roaches, couple of dispensary scores, or you know, your local aficionado dropping you off a nice donation. Put all of those together, kick it, Queenie.
So your first step is going to be preheat your oven to 240. And the reason why we're going to use 240 instead of a higher number, we just want the decarbolization to actually interlude into evenness. So you don't want it to be a burnt or a crispy situation. Sometimes if you're smoking before you're doing edibles, you can forget about things. So this is going to help you really keep things in mind. All right, so now you're going to have anywhere from a whole ounce. All right, this is a specific recipe for a whole ounce, but just keep in mind if you are yielding back, you can just cut down the time. All right, so if it's a 40-minute recipe for a whole ounce, so a half ounce would be 20 minutes. Make sure you're watching this, so the key thing is that you're not burning your stuff prematurely. All right? So
set a timer on your phone.
Right.
This process is super important because without the THC being activated in the weed, you're just going to make very herbal brownies.
Right. It's not going to be that high that you are looking for. The THC is not going to hit right. You know what you're talking about when you get your edibles. You don't want that stuff to be wick. This is not high school. This is not party edibles no more. All right.
You're grown up now.
All right. So if you don't have all this, all right, what our hood way is and what I've done in the back in the day when I was young, I used to break down roaches and I would decarbolize a little bit, about like 3-6 grams of weed, depending on how many, you know, you pre-roll a blend, you never smoked a blend and you got weed in there still, you can decarbolize that, you know. And I had about a couple of those and I did the same method. And I reduce the time to the actual equivalence. And that means whatever it means for that amount of weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, so really do the math when it comes to that.
Maybe about 6 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, watching it, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's such...
I mean, at the end of the day, it's not going to be a 2 or 3 minute process.
Right.
This process takes time. And if you really want to be successful, I would say do not smoke during this process.
Right. So keep that in mind when you make it.
This is the time to be sober. And then once you hit the end of this process and you're now getting ready to make your batter for whatever type of vehicle you're going to use.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to circle back. When you are making edibles, you can put them in baking. You can use that to make a oil.
Savory dish.
You can savory and fat mix a great coupling
THC
with cannabis.
THC infused garlic noodles, people, get to it, and then send me the recipe so I can eat it.
Right, that's what we're really about. That's what she was kind of innuendo in it the whole entire time.
See, Brandon wants you to send him the recipe, too.
Right. He just made the cutest face, like, yes, garlic noodles. Garlic noodles. Okay, so that is something simple, but what you can do to actually make yourself a oil or a butter, I kind of recommend you use a ghee or you use a coconut oil, something that has more fat. So you're going to get a skillet and you're going to put your decarbonized weed in there and you're going to put about a fourth of a cup to the gram of weed you have. So that way you can just have a nice, cute, you know, amount of oil, a really concentrated oil. And that way you can actually enhance your toast a little bit if you want to. Toast that up in the morning and you spread that straight
put that
after
in your eggs.
Right, because you, after you strain it with the cheesecloth, you're pretty much good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do anything with it. But that's just a quick oil recipe. Never have I ever
stoner edition. So, never have I ever smoked the rest of the blunt and told someone we finished it.
Never.
Okay. Your turn.
Never have I ever went and said that I was not high when I was high.
I have.
Me too.
Never have I ever talked to a dude just to smoke.
Never.
I have.
That doesn't arouse me. That's actually kind of boring.
But I mean, I've also talked to people just to smoke. Okay, your turn.
Never have I ever been in a holy place.
Okay, it was snowing outside, so, and it was just a vape pen.
So nobody.
God know my heart. God know my heart.
I think you told me this in the Wizard Avery one too. The same one.
Just God know my heart.
But no, nobody's judging. Cause look,
y'all was judging. That's okay. I don't care.
Look, now
y'all know my heart.
And now it's understood because here's the thing. Sometimes you need to be able to present yourself to God at your best point. All right?
Or my worst.
Right. Well, no.
Take me out.
But you got to be open to God, rather. That's the poor choice of words. Because sometimes when you get into a holy place and you're not gathered and your heart's not open, you're not going to be able to receive God's message.
Yeah.
So maybe I take back my judge card. I apologize.
Thank you, Sister Creamy Jones. I appreciate that.
All right.
Not back in your business. Never have I ever smoked a backwood. Me too.
They're so strong.
I'm gonna get you high.
My brain hurts. It hurt my brain. She gonna make me toke this Fronto because I took backwood and she like it's like Fronto's the cheap version of backwood. I mean, it's actually vice versa. It's backwood's the cheap version of Fronto. Fronto's
you can see I already got her a little bit high because she's talking blasphemy in the church. But we did see this video of this guy washing it. Remember I sent it to you on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
The dude washing the leaf and then rolling it up in the back. He doing too much. He don't really know how to roll. He making up tricks.
Right. You don't have
Nobody's
to wash the leaf.
Nobody's doing that shit. Or at least he's doing that shit in prison or jail somewhere.
Tobacco, look, got stuff in it. Period. It's a bottle of smoking tobacco. If you don't know what you're doing, don't be smoking it. I drink water to maintain it. If you're not used to that high, don't do something that you're not acclimated to. Period. That's foolish. Don't rinse your weed, or your leaf, rather, and think that you're going to take all the diseases off.
Psh, it's in the leaf. Oh. Just get your bong and stay safe, people.
It's in the leaf.
Okay. Never have I ever had a weed conspiracy theory.
See, she doubled me. Did you see how she just doubled me?
Double stuff. Make it Oreo.
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't.
I don't have one because right. I feel like those. Like usually they come out of real conspiracy. Like he was conspiracy theories way before this.
Do you see how she just tried to slip that in that she is a conspiracy theorist, but the question is over, so therefore she don't have to talk?
No, I did not say that. I said
she's a toke skipper.
I did not. She's trying to make it seem like I'm a toke skipper, but I'm telling you, people I know is like that. She tried to always make it seem. Here, take the lighter and let me do you. You doubled me. Okay, never have I ever been with a person that was smoking Reggie and they passed it to you and you duff they pass or you fake hit it.
Oh, no, I've never. I'm a true smoker.
So you've hit the Reggie?
Of course.
No.
But then I've commented on the quality.
Oh, so you'd be like, is this oregano?
Right.
I smell and taste notes of oregano.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, double up.
I can double up her. I might triple her. See how you like them apples.
Love them.
All right, never have I ever saw somebody lace they weed or something.
I have. You too?
Yeah.
Oh, free.
But I haven't smoked it, nigga. Don't you?
Me neither.
Don't put that shit in my face.
I was like, I don't want it.
No, I'm good.
I'm straight.
I put a little what? You put a little what in there? If it's not Keith that you put in?
Oh, no. I saw somebody dip theirs in cough medicine.
Oh, that's problematic. Because here's the thing. Do not extra lace your weed.
I didn't ask for that. I didn't sign up for whatever.
Weed is already strong.
You doing a lot. I don't want to even do a little.
People be trying to make it seem like weed not strong. No, I need a strong man. You understand? I've been through a lot. You need to get off that pain stuff, bro. Get some help.
Right.
Get some help. And women too. Stop. I put my depression medicine in my blunt. People are known for that. Get off of that.
Don't do any of that. We don't listen. Mary Jane Munchies is all about free spirit, love of food, love of weed, and that's what we support and that's what we encourage. Things that harm you, hurt you, excess of anything, we are completely against. Right, Queenie Jones?
Period.
We want you to be happy, healthy, and safe. Because you're you, period.
You're enough, with or without weed. That's why we are a multifaceted platform. You don't even have to talk in order to understand the connection between all people.
Never have I ever gave a motivational speech. We both have.
We do that often. We kind of know.
Because we love you, MJs.
We love you, MJs.
Appropriate.
That's how you feel?
Coming on me,
wow.
You.
Wow. Just a slithery mess. Slugging.
All right. What's up, MJs? We're talking about weed and sex. And that was just Plies and Tank. And that was the song You. So shout out to them for making a dope track. And if you like to see any of the music that we play in the show, we'll be putting together a playlist that you can check out on Spotify soon.
And on our YouTube channel. We're going to have to multi-platform it. Go ahead.
So we were just thinking about talking from this. Just, you know, what are your thoughts on it, MJs? If you're in our group, are you signed up already on our website? Which, if you click the link in our bios or in the show, you'll be connected to our website where you can sign up to be a part of the MJs. But enough about that. Let's get to the main topic at hand. Ooh, yeah. Sexy time. Diana Irma, San Francisco sexologist via Green State, says sexuality is a form of human expression and cannabis is a great aphrodisiac. So what better ways for the two to combine? Oftentimes, we see it combining in a professional way in the aspect of helping you be more liberal, release your nervousness and hesitations and just anxieties around the whole situation. And another way that we see it is actually in the aid of heightening sexual experience. So, for example, Floor Pleasure, which is made of cannabis oil and coconut oil, can be sprayed on the nether regions, if you will.
Down below.
The nether regions. Down below.
La la la.
La 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 la. it can be spread down there to help loosen things up, relax things. So if you're kind of nervous, it's been a while, you know, coming out of quarantine perhaps, and you want to just shake off all the cobwebs, try adding cannabis. We also looked at the fact that many of her female clients were found to be anorgasmic or just really having a difficulty reaching orgasm, deriving pleasure from orgasm, or maintaining fulfilling orgasms. And that inducing a sense of lightheadedness and relaxation through cannabis and CBD really improved their relations with their partners, either long-term or semi-permanent. So it's really great to see the different ways that cannabis can be of use to people and how it can help broaden people's interest in each other. Though there are some dangers of sex when it comes to cannabis, she also notes that overuse can lead to an apathy of sorts, where you just feel like, you know, I've been there, I've done that, what's even the point? So, you know, you want to limit your use, like with everything, like we always encourage. You know, of course, on 420 and special times of the year, we overindulge just to celebrate this wonderful herb. But we also want to have the mindset like, you know, less is more. And to enjoy the highs, you want to be present in the high. Same thing for sex and cannabis. If you're going to enjoy an edible or use cannabis-infused lube, you want to make sure that you're also enjoying the experience that you're having with your partner and being present in the moment. We also wanted to talk about our What's Lit Wednesday. Stay tuned for that.
So, girl, we just hit into the next level of our themes, okay? On IG, we getting stuff popping. Over there, go ahead and follow us on IG at Mary Jane and Munchies at us. Go ahead. It's important to our culture as NJs. All right. So anyway. So we got this new segment, aka new piece that we be putting on our IG and stories
about called What's Lit Wednesdays.
So this is a quick segment just about how the melanated people have helped the cannabis industry
what it is today.
Yep, entrepreneurism, businesses, edibles, all that. So let's give you some figgy facts today.
Did you know Jay-Z supported California Proposition number 64, which led to the legalization of marijuana?
Oh my God, thank you, Mr. Carter.
Hova.
Dun, 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 dun. Rockefeller Diamond.
This is just a great example of people of color using their profile and their imagery and their status and platform to put marginalized people in a spotlight that they deserve, especially because the cannabis industry, at the good parts of it, affects us in a wonderful way, giving us an alternative to medicine. But a negative part of it, the over-criminalization of minorities in the cannabis industry, is the reason that we need more people to stand up. Thank you for joining us on What's Lit
Wednesday.
Bam, bam, bam.
So we're out here doing a little segment about how many spice interactions, experiences that I've seen. I just want to put this on record. I've never taken spice, this fake ass weed supplement for anything.
And you don't be lacing it in people's blunts.
Don't try me because I'll know. Because the moment I start having a counter effect, I'll be like, this was laced.
That's you. Hug it on a carrot.
She up here showing me these little what they be called stickers. She got me pinned as hugging a carrot, and I'm just like, how dare you? I'm a grown woman and I don't be hugging carrots. They hug me anyway. So Go ahead, girl. Bust your questions because I'm basically telling her the know-hows of it.
What spice?
Spice is synthetic marijuana. It usually comes in like an instant pack, or it looks like it's crumbled up synthetic weed. Like it's going to be really green. Like I'm talking lime green, or I'm talking about highlighter green. Like that type of weird green color. Like eerie, like boo boo, throw up green.
Not from this world.
Nothing.
Understood. Because so, it's not.
No, it's not. It's very much man-made.
So it could be from aliens, what you're saying.
I'm looking at her like, how is
spice similar to weed?
It gives you the same initial high, but the long-term effects of spice is horrible. If you get the wrong spice, if you take the wrong amount. She also has Harley Quinn stickers, too, and I'm trying not to get side. Woman, I'm trying to tell you about this spice, child. Anyway, I'ma just tell her like she listening. She like that friend, like, girl, look at my outfit. This one. Come on, girl. Hell no. Listen. I'm trying to tell it, but I just read the hell no off the Harley Quinn. I'm looking to y'all.
Okay, listen. I'm listening.
She trying to get me sidetracked. I don't know why. Okay, so it's gonna look real, but the long-term effects are going to be irreversible. You can't dose spice. It's not a dosing.
So what's the typical person that likes spice?
Usually somebody who can't get a hold of weed, who's looking for an alternative, who doesn't have the know-how of
and what, he doesn't have like roaches.
Like this person is broke, or maybe be a child or a teenager.
Spice is free.
No, it's cheap because usually it's sold as like an incense. So could you imagine going to like a 7-Eleven or like a corner store? Not smoking tea, but like, imagine, ladies and gentlemen, getting a Pop Rocks container, right, or getting a Pop Rocks sack or a little packet. And you having spice in it, and it's talking about it's incense that you burn to like enhance your house, but it's spice. Somebody's gonna use this, and they're gonna put it in a like almost a fake joint. You have to put like aluminum foil.
Where
on
did
it.
Spice originate?
I could only say when people start mixing things together and getting bored. When something looks like it, just like when kids smoke oregano. Like, it's one of
so
those.
So, from the quarantine.
Not even from the quarantine. Because it was. It was prior to this. A lot of people used this as incense and realized that they could get high, and they just started abusing it. Kind of like how you start huffing fumes.
Oh. White people.
You said it, not me.
Understood. And that's been part one of Spice Stories.
Spice Stories.
We're going to keep it spicy.
Spice Stories.
Real spicy.